I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton. If you asked me that question a few weeks ago, I probably would have said I was not going to vote at all.
That is Eric Bogard from Ann Arbor. He attended the rally Bernie Sanders held on behalf of Hillary Clinton on the University of Michigan campus earlier this month.
I like what Bernie's been saying about her, and I like the merging of their two platforms, but also just I feel like it's kind of an obligation. I would feel bad if somehow Trump was elected and someone was in the office that is a denier of climate change. Just seems ridiculous to me.
And when the Vermont senator speaks, his Washington County supporters appear to be listening, and there are plenty of them. During the Michigan presidential primary, Bernie Sanders won 55% support among Washington County Democrats. Clinton received 43%. Arianna Sen voted for Bernie, but like Eric, has decided to move forward.
I think the Democratic Party certainly had favored Hillary a little bit more than Bernie, but this is where we're at. You know, we can't go back, we can't change it. We need to make the right choice at this point from where we are right now.
Many young voters are drawn to the Sanders platform because he advocates for free tuition at public colleges and universities. That includes University of Michigan student Soraya Giacardi.
I think he brought it into the mainstream in a way, you know, that I think people weren't very familiar with some of the values of this movement. And when they hear Bernie speak about it, they're like, okay, that makes sense. I can get behind that. And I think it just brought it more into the mainstream.
And the Clinton campaign did adjust its stance on higher education to try to be more inclusive for Sanders supporters. Clinton has proposed all public colleges and universities be made tuition-free for students from families with incomes of up to $85,000 initially, rising to $125,000 by 2021. Still, for many, the vote they cast is less about Clinton herself than it is her opponent. Former U.S. Secretary of State Madeleine Albright made that point during her visit to Ann Arbor.
I think they need to know that their vote makes a huge difference and that not voting is a vote for Trump. And not voting is also giving up what is the greatest privilege of being a citizen, which is voting.
Congresswoman Debbie Dingell's 12th district represents a good portion of Washtenaw County. She supports Hillary Clinton and says Sanders supporters here and around the state of Michigan have a key role to play.
Do you think that we would be seeing so many important people visit the state if it wasn't? Yes, we're a competitive state. Nobody can take their vote for granted. We need everybody, and we can and will make a difference on what happens Election Day.
Washtenaw County has drawn more than national figures and dignitaries to the community in the months leading up to the election, some of which aren't even from the U.S. Kathy Cavalasis is from Toronto and drove to Ann Arbor for the Bernie Sanders rally at the University of Michigan.
What happens in the U.S. profoundly affects Canada. The United States makes policy decisions on climate change. We have all kinds of cross-border things that are happening right now, pipelines that are going through.
Bernie Sanders will not be elected president, but his supporters in Washtenaw County and around the country may very well determine the outcome. It depends on whom they vote for or if they turn out to the polls at all. Jorge Avellan, 89.1 WEMU News.